Ever wonder what it would be like to be on the road with the Raiders?
We're going to send a truck out here in about 15 minutes to go to the airport to get stuff started to load while we're still playing the game.
Find out how linebacker Nerom Ball came to be friends with a 10-year-old from Pleasanton, California.
I'm here to surprise him. He don't know I'm coming.
Plus, catch up with standout second-round draft pick Mario Edwards Jr.
As I kept working with my coaches and defensive coordinator and just continuing to play hard, he got better each week.
Welcome to a special all-access edition of the Raiders Report. I'm your host, Nicole Zaloumis. Each NFL season, West Coast franchises travel a lot more than their East Coast counterparts. It takes a dedicated group of people to ensure that every Raiders road game goes smoothly. Silver and Black Productions gives you a behind-the-scenes look at life on the road with the Raiders.
Road cases, an essential part of travel for any NFL team on the move. These cases will be loaded and unloaded dozens of times throughout the course of the 2015 season. This time, they are headed to snowy Detroit. 48 hours before kickoff, the Raiders equipment staff begins packing, while the team continues their own preparation on the practice field.
A lot of things that play a part. You got trucking companies and bus companies and all that kind of stuff. But we usually bring about 18,000 pounds of luggage and equipment on the road.
Unlike any other team in the NFL, the Raiders travel aboard a specially chartered Hawaiian Airlines jet for all of their road trips.
This is an Airbus A330. It's a long-range twin passenger jet, wide body. Very nice airplane for charters. Has lots of room, lots of storage area. Makes it very convenient for the customer to be able to bring all their stuff.
Traveling on this exclusive aircraft not only provides the much-needed space for an entire NFL franchise, but a variety of different foods to keep the organization satisfied.
Crews really enjoy it. I really enjoy it. It's something different for us, going to cities that we don't normally serve in our normal passenger service. It's an exciting time for the crews to do these charters.
As the crew finishes last-minute arrangements, the team buses make their way onto the tarmac for departure.
Jason Kane, baby. Swag me out, man.
Coaches, players, and staff settle into their seats, ready to make the 4.5-hour flight from sunny California to the Motor City. Next stop, Detroit.
Coming up, preparations begin for the journey back to Oakland, even before kickoff takes place.
We're going to send a truck out here in about 15 minutes to go to the airport to get stuff started to load while we're still playing the game.
Buying or selling NFL tickets? Visit NFLTicketExchange.com, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL where 100% of tickets are verified by Ticketmaster.
Eight hours after being on the practice field, the Raiders touched down in Detroit. Frigid temperatures and snowfall welcome them. 12 hours later, the equipment staff heads to Ford Field, where they will situate the locker room for game day.
I'm trying to find out where to put stuff. I've been in the stadium for 7-8 years.
Every locker is meticulously prepared for each player to ensure consistency.
The first thing you do is when you unpack bags, you just want to make sure they have everything that they need. And then you kind of, it gives you a chance to double check to make sure they brought the right stuff. And if there's anything that they're missing, you can kind of replace it. We always bring backup of everything. Bob's pretty good about doing that. So one thing I've learned from him is just when you check, double check. So he's taught me well.
With everything in place, game day is now less than 24 hours away. It's 6 a.m. back in Oakland, and the Raiders embark on the trip from the team hotel to nearby Ford Field. After 36 hours of travel, walkthrough, and adjusting to the time change, it's the moment everyone is prepared for. Game time. But in approximately 5 hours, the Raiders staff of roughly 150 people will return to the tarmac for the trip back to Oakland.
We're going to send a truck out here in about 15 minutes to go to the airport to get stuff started to load while we're still playing the game. Just make it quicker getting out of town.
Call and play action to Crabtree. Nice grab inside the 20-yard line.
Oh, yeah, grab.
Carr just gets it off. Steps up. He's going to keep it himself. Carr at the 5 and dives up ahead of the 3.
There you go, DC.
Third and goal, 1 yard line. Handoff, Murray off the right side. He dives in. Touchdown, Raiders. It's a quarterback draw. Touchdown, Stafford. Who saw that coming? And that's it. The Lions kneel down one more time, and they win it.
Going to help them. They're pulling bags and putting all football stuff in their gloves, shoes.
The road cases that were once empty in Oakland are now filled and ready to make the trip back home, where they will await their next trip for the Silver and Black.
There you go.
There you go.
Although the Raiders suffered a heartbreaking loss to the Lions in Detroit, the road has been good to the Silver and Black. Through week 16, the Raiders are 4-3 on the road. When we return, he's been turning heads this season. I go one-on-one with second-generation NFL player Mario Edwards Jr. I think a lot of people seeing such a hopeful future. What are you really trying to attain or work at right now?
I just feel like as long as I'm taking care of what needs to be taken care of on and off the field, that they take care of itself.
Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm Nicole Zaloumis. During the offseason, the Raiders looked to upgrade their struggling pass defense. They did just that, drafting Mario Edwards Jr. out of Florida State. Mario hasn't met expectations. He's exceeded them. Recently, I caught up with Mario after practice. We know your story getting to where you are right now, and we're going to get into your past, but I want to talk to you about this very moment. How do you feel?
I feel great. It's been good. In the beginning, it was a little rocky, learning, the speed of the game and things like that. But, as I kept working with my coaches and defensive coordinator and just continuing to play hard, it got better each week.
Khalil Mack has said you're developing into a great player. He's consistently in your ear. So what's he saying to you?
Just little things, how I should play certain blocks or how when he was a rookie, how he came around the learning curve and how he could see me kind of doing some of the same things he did.
Inside, hey, if I hit you, cool. If I don't, I'm going to keep going. You come outside, I'm going to butcher you.
Somewhere on there. Somewhere on there.
When you look at playing alongside Khalil, what's that experience like for you?
Oh, man, it's great. Him on one side and me on the other. And, he draws double and triple teams, which leaves the rest of the line, one-on-ones. And it's always great to play with someone who's impactful like that.
Bridgewater back in a circle out to his left, chased by Alden Smith and Mario Edwards Jr., who will ride him out of bounds. And that'll be a big loss here.
Number 97 has been making quite an impact himself. His breakout performance against Minnesota in Week 10, which included one sack, two quarterback hits, and a team-leading 11 tackles, earned him Pepsi NFL Rookie of the Week honors. And his coaches, defensive coordinator Ken Norton Jr. in particular, have been tapping into the potential he was known for in college. Ken Norton Jr., he has a high motor. What is it like learning from him?
He's a player's coach, and he's always coming out with energy. So even if you are having a bad day, once you step on this field and see the energy he brings, you know, you have to match it.
Football runs in Mario's family. His father, Mario Edwards, played four seasons as cornerback with the Dallas Cowboys.
It was fun. You know, I went to a lot of the home games, and a lot of people would be just cheering for the Cowboys, and it was kind of fun that I could go point and say that that was my dad. I really didn't realize how cool it was just being in the games, being able to go into the locker room. I met Deion, I met Emmitt Smith, Darren Woodson. I met a couple of the players on the Cowboys.
Growing up around ball players, football is in your blood. What was that experience like, and how is that helping you now as an Oakland Raider?
I kind of saw the life of an NFL player, the goods and the bad, and, you know, being with my dad, he kind of helped me, mold me for it.
What's the communication like with him now? I mean, obviously, you admired him at a young age, but I'm sure he is admiring what you're doing and the season that you've had. So what has he said to you this season?
He's definitely proud of me, and he wants me to continue to keep working hard and finish stronger, and he can definitely see that I've been improving each week.
Oh, the ball pops free!
I think a lot of people seeing such a hopeful future for the Oakland Raiders. What's next for you? What are you really trying to attain or work at right now?
You know, I don't never like to put numbers or anything on what I want to do. I just feel like as long as I'm taking care of what needs to be taken care of on and off the field, that it'll take care of itself.
One thing Mario has held on to from his father, who played five seasons in the NFL, talent only takes you so far. The great ones are carried by hard work.
Take care, Andrew. Hey, this is my buddy right here, man.
Next on the Raiders report, they made a profound impact on each other due to the same rare disorder. Linebacker Naron Ball spends time with a special friend who has become like family.
I haven't really met too many people that had my condition. You hear about people like dying from it, and you see them living, like it's just a blessing, you know?
Welcome back to the Raiders Report. Arteriovenous malformation. It's probably something you've never heard of. That's because it affects less than 200,000 Americans per year. As rare as it may be, it's something that linebacker Naron Ball has in common with a young Raiders fan who happens to live less than 25 miles from the Raiders practice facility.
I don't really remember a lot, but I just know they had like great souls. I know the people around them loved them, and I know that they loved me.
Long before he was drafted by the Oakland Raiders in 2015, Georgia native Naron Ball shared a moment with his father that would never fade from his memory.
I remember just one morning, like my dad cooked this huge breakfast for no reason. It was like biscuits, bacon, ham. He cooked so much. And it was just me and my brother and him. And it was so much left over. I just remember that's vividly in my mind.
Before Naron turned 10, he and his five siblings lost their loving mom and dad within 3 years of each other.
I wouldn't wish that upon nobody, because nobody's gonna love you like your parents. Like, you know. And it was an unfortunate situation, but I mean, it was something that I couldn't control. So at the end of the day, I mean, I had my grandmother, my auntie, my sisters, my brother. I had all of them behind me and they supported me. So it was a bad situation, but I tend to look at the good side of it.
The good side. Naron's preferred perspective on life is apparent to all who meet him. His wide smile is constant and his upbeat demeanor never seems to let up.
He can throw.
But the cheerful rookie linebacker has endured even more than the loss of his parents to get to where he is today.
Yeah, it just started with a terrible headache and stiffness in the neck. I couldn't look down.
He was a sophomore at the University of Florida preparing for the 2011 football season with his team when he suddenly began to lose his balance and knew something was wrong.
The pain started becoming more excruciating. I went up to the emergency room and they basically told me that I was born with a tangled blood vessel, but it decided to burst that day. Blood got on my brain and it kind of trickled down my spine, so that was causing me not to be able to look down and I couldn't really walk for a couple days.
Neron was diagnosed with a brain arteriovenous malformation, or AVM, a blood vessel disorder that occurs in less than 1% of the population.
I wasn't even thinking about football. I was thinking about living, you know? Me being in the NFL in general, like, it's kind of far-fetched from where I was once before in life. Being a Raider means so much to me because this organization has so much history. It means the world to me.
So, Andrew, big win for the Raiders yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
For one family of Raiders fans in Pleasanton, California, the same condition that nearly cost Neron Ball his life has dramatically changed theirs.
My leg's stuck.
After being diagnosed with an AVM at age 8, 10-year-old Andrew Holmes is working hard to regain the use of the right side of his body. It's a routine the Holmes family never saw coming.
I used to coach Andrew in both baseball and soccer, and everything was rolling along pretty good. Andrew was excelling in both at school and at sports, and then our lives changed.
There you go. Nice.
The first time I rolled in the therapy, I was in a wheelchair, so now I've been able to walk in long distances, and I do cones, pick them up, and put them somewhere else.
I don't think I've ever seen you use your finger and thumb like that before. That's new.
When he first started, the movement that he had was really shaky, not coordinated. His overall endurance has really improved since he started.
When something happens, you think it's, you just have never heard of this, you don't know anyone else in this way, and we know now how lucky we are that Andrew's alive and that he had so few deficits.
After coming across Neron's story, Angela reached out to her family's favorite football team to find out if Andrew could meet the linebacker who beat AVM.
All our lives, we've always loved the Raiders. The fans, the players, I mean, all of them are great.
Glad to have you up here at camp, man. That's great, huh?
Yeah.
You enjoying it?
Yeah, it's cool.
Andrew, I was telling you about.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good.
I remember lighting up because I haven't really met too many people that had my condition. We went through the same thing, you know, and you hear about people, like, dying from it, and you see them living, like, it's just a blessing, you know?
You have these, man. A little sweaty, but... He's
all
right.
Thank you. Training camp, how can I describe it? Just amazing.
Want me to get everybody? I can get everybody to sign it. Everybody in the locker room. I can fill up the wall. That's what I'm going to do.
Since meeting at camp, Neron and Andrew have formed a close friendship. They text each other and hang out when possible, whether it's at Neron's work.
Andrew, you can yourself? I kind of am.
Or Andrew's school.
I'm here to surprise him. He don't know I'm coming. Can't wait to see how he reacts.
I hear someone say, "What you working on?" and look up, and there he is.
Sorry for the interruption. Are you guys mad? Y'all mad at me?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Not mad. I was so surprised.
It was so nice to meet you. Y'all take care, Andrew. Yeah, this is my buddy right here, man. And you guys have a good school year, good rest of the school year.
Thank you.
On the field, number 58's dedication and determination is apparent as he earned an increased role on the Raiders' defense early this season.
McCown steps up. Sacked! Nerron Ball got him.
It was just great to get a role increase like that because, I mean, of course you play football, you want to play.
Like life, in the NFL, nothing comes easy. In week 7 at San Diego, Nerron took another step back.
Nerron Ball is not on the field. What's up with him?
He's been diagnosed with a knee injury and is out for the rest of the game.
Nerron left the field with a knee injury that has kept him from playing in the league he has worked so hard to get to.
An injury is an injury, so you have to get it back up to top notch. I still have to put in work, but I think it's pretty easy to what I've been through, though.
Facing adversity is nothing new for Nerron, but this time he has another reason to persevere.
Andrew, oh man, he's just such a great kid. Just looking at him, that makes me want to go harder. Especially like now that I'm hurt, like it makes me go harder in rehab, knowing that somebody's looking up to me. I'm somebody else's hero, you know?
Rising up against the odds, it's a lesson Nerron and Andrew learned early in life, and that is to keep fighting.
I never really look back and say, oh, I've been through this, and like, woe is me. I've never been that type. I always try to stay positive and happy. It's not easy to be that way, but I mean, it's the best way to be.
On the day Nerron visited Andrew at school, he was supposed to be on a plane back to Florida, but he asked his agent to push back his flight so he could say goodbye to Andrew before he left. That's a true friend. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Buying or selling NFL tickets? Visit NFLTicketExchange.com, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL where 100% of tickets are verified by Ticketmaster.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.